FlixTime offers you a way of bringing together still images together with audio, perhaps narration, and turning it into an animated video sequence, which is quite professional looking. In order to do that, you're going to need to create an account. The basic account, which is free, only allows you to produce 60-second long videos, but that might actually be quite adequate for your needs. If you need more features, then you need to go for one of the paid plans. Having created your account, the starting point is to create your first video, and you do that by choosing one of the basic themes that FlixTime offers, just from a limited range. That decides the kind of animations and backgrounds that you get. Having done that, then you're going to need to add some media. And the first thing you can do is to upload some photographs, if you've got them stored on your computer, or if you've got a Facebook account, you can bring them in from there by linking in with your Facebook account. FlixTime also offers a media lounge, so that's like a library or catalogue of images that they've already got arranged into various themes, and you can use them too. Having brought all your images in, you may want to edit them in some way. You can reorder them and shift them about within the timeline. You can add textual labels to the images. The next thing you might want to do is to add some slides. Let's call them, think of it like a PowerPoint sequence of slides. Slides which just have text on. So, for example, if you were working in an English lesson and you were wanting your students to think about the emotions that are within a particular piece of poetry or prose, in order to do that, you might want them to select images which are appropriate to those emotions and choose music which is appropriate too. Well, that comes later. So it might be a piece of poetry or prose that they've written, and here's where they can add their different lines of their poem to different textual slides and then intersperse them with images which have meaning related to those particular elements within the poem. Having added any text slides, you can then add some music. You can do that by uploading your own if you have some that can be used. It's got the right licensing to allow you to do that. Or you can use, they have what they call a music lounge, and within that they've got quite a substantial number of different pieces of music all arranged within themes, and you can bring those in. You can chop the length, so they start off at about 3 minutes like a normal piece of music would, but you can chop the length to suit. Having done that, you finally render your video and then share it with other people by providing a link or using the embed